This is a WUKY News in-depth report.
The next few days are big for the movie industry. Oscar nominations were announced Thursday, and the Golden Globes Award show is set for Sunday. But because of an ongoing shift behind the scenes, many theaters across the country may soon be unable to show movies. As Brenna Angel reports, Hollywood studios are expected to fully switch from 35mm film to digital distribution sometime this year, and that's putting a strain on local movie houses.
The projector room at the 90-year-old Kentucky Theater in downtown Lexington holds three Century projectors. It takes just a couple minutes to load up the movie reels and feed the film through the machine, and the projectors are running just as strong as when they were built in the 1950s. The 35mm film projectors survived a fire that heavily damaged the theater in 1987, but it's Hollywood's transition to only digital distribution of movies that will one day make them obsolete, possibly sometime this year.
If the film's not available and you haven't made the conversion, of course, then you're sort of out of business or you're limited as to what you might show.
Fred Mills is the manager of the Kentucky, which generally shows independent, artsy films not carried by the major multiplexes. But occasionally, the Kentucky will go head-to-head with the big-name cinemas. Take the Oscar-nominated movie Silver Linings Playbook.
The whole time you're rooting for this Hemingway guy to survive the war and to be with the woman that he loves.
It's 4 o'clock in the morning.
Now, if you see Silver Linings Playbook at the Kentucky Theater, you'll be watching 35mm film, but it's all digital at Cinemark and Regal Cinemas in Lexington. Patrick Corcoran with the National Association of Theater Owners says digital movies have better quality and are more durable.
So you don't have scratches, you don't have fading, or the little shake you get sometimes with it.
Audience experience is one reason why Hollywood is switching from film to digital. The other reason comes down to money.
Moving to digital distribution and prints is going to save the studios about $1 billion a year forever.
The movement to digital started about 10 years ago, and Corcoran says so far about 67% of theaters in the U.S. have converted, representing 83% of screens. The theater owners who haven't switched yet generally represent independent, smaller movie houses and rural theaters, such as the ones owned by Glenda Mullins of Bluegrass Theaters.
It's just the cost of it up front.
Mullins inherited Winchester Movies 9 and the Skyview Drive-In from her brother, and she'd like to keep the theaters in the family. But at a cost of $50,000 to $75,000 per screen to upgrade the projectors, Mullins may be forced to sell.
It's really a fun business, and it makes money. But to invest a lot of money right now, it would take at least 10 years to get that investment back. And with me in my 60s, I would probably not see that return on that investment.
The historic Kentucky Theater also doesn't have funds to buy new projectors, so a group called Friends of the Kentucky is raising money through donations, events, and an upcoming auction. Project organizer Harold Tate says patrons can even buy their own seat.
And you will get your name on the arm of the chair, so you'll have your own chair at the Kentucky that you can call your own.
The National Association of Theater Owners has helped establish programs to assist movie houses in making the switch to digital, such as a virtual print fee and the cinema buying group. Still, thousands of theaters could eventually shut down. Again, Patrick Corcoran.
It's a fact of life, and it's sad. I mean, particularly local small-town movie theaters are an important part of our industry.
Hollywood hasn't set a hard deadline for when the 35mm film production will be no more. Corcoran calls it a moving target based on costs and potential lost revenue. For Fred Mills, who started working at the Kentucky Theater back in 1963, his favorite place to watch movies will be ready.
It's really the way things are, and we certainly don't want to be left behind.
And as for the 1955 Century projectors, Mills says they'll always have a home at the theater, even if they're not in use. Brenna Angel, WUKY News.